Maybe before my dad comes, or my brother can sing that song. I know it was blood. No, it's just to say, Brother Andrew Beecham's messages on last Sunday's meetings is on video. If anyone wants it, see your Brother Matthew's got a digital copy. And if you ask Matthew for it, you can get it. And then hand it back, and then somebody else can get it, so forth. So it's video, all the service, last week's video, if anyone wants it. And I would believe it was a great meeting. I appreciate the Lord. Also to mention, Brother Brian Freeborn's doing it. A whole trip right round in June. So he's going to be coming here, I think it's towards the end of June. So pray for them meetings as well. And also, Brother John goes away soon, it's April. So at the end of this month, we're going to be lifting an offering on at the end of next month before Brother goes to support him in his trip to Australia, New Zealand, and wherever else. And we just want to be praying behind our Brother John, praise God. I'm not going to take no time, it's just all I'm going to say. Maybe Brother can lead us as my dad prepares to come. God bless.
Let's know the big man comes, so we'll sing that before the
this evening.
Thank you,
we thank you, Lord, for the songs of Zion. We thank you, Lord, for mercy and for grace this evening. We pray, Father God, to bless thy word this evening as we turn to the power you'll give wisdom to preach thy word, Lord. And oh God, that you'll undertake it every time. Now we'll cast down all vain imagination in the name of our Lord Jesus. Father, we'll take authority over every work of the enemy. Oh God, we pray this evening that our minds might be stayed upon thee, for thou hast said, whoever's mind is stayed upon thee, thou will keep him in perfect peace, Lord. Father, we commit ourselves to thee this evening. We ask for the quickening upon the word this evening, and we ask for thy anointing, Lord, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior. And oh, precious Jesus, we'll be careful to give you the glory, the honor and praise, for we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want to turn over to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. And I just want to get the verse here. We've got Matthew 7. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Matthew chapter 7. And I want to just read maybe a couple of verses here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Matthew chapter 7, and I want to just read verse 13 and verse 14. Now, it's a very well known portion of scripture. We know we're probably familiar with it. And reading it in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13 says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go therein. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. We know God of all his blessing to his reading, you may be seated. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, I suppose I often maybe start off and maybe say some of these things that I say. Maybe we live in strange times, and the sort of times where God has foretold us the things that will be in this last day, like we heard this morning, as it was in the day that Lot went out of Sodom, God rained fire and brimstone. And you see, the way the political situation, I don't want to go down the road tonight about political situation, but you see, I often say things maybe there, but I think it suits the characters well. And you know, history does repeat itself. And you know, the whole aim and the whole thing today is to destroy the work of the Reformation.
Right.
And not only is that there, the whole aim of the enemy is to destroy the work of truth, of Bible truth, of truth that we need to teach our children, so that our children can teach their children. And if the Lord doesn't come for a good number of years, I think the Lord's coming close. But if it's a number of years before he comes, that whoever will arise up will still be able to teach their children the truth. That they'll know the things that are. For when Peter on the day of Pentecost stood up and he preached, and Peter said, "The promise is unto you, and to your children's children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call."
Yeah.
And that's a promise of salvation, a promise of healing, a promise of need supplying, a promise God hath promised that in his word to those that believe his word.
Yeah.
And we know what the Bible says, that God, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hasn't that life. He is only in existence.
Right.
And we see in this day, in this age, you know, in early times, if you were to go back into a wee bit of history, I'm not going to just maybe mention one or two things today. But we see them, and you know, some people might, if you say them, probably people will get offended, or might be offended at some of the things you say. Well, if I was coming in here tonight to say something to you to offend you, it wouldn't really be very wise. But I'm not here tonight to go and say something to you that's going to offend you. But I want to say something to you tonight that will lift up your faith, that will lift you up, that will sort of strengthen you for the days that lie ahead. Because I'm going to say something tonight, there's going to be real bad times come. And I'm going to say tonight that these times have not really started yet in this country to how they will start. But they'll take place. Because these things has got to take place. For you, they have got to. You might say, "Oh, brother, we don't know." But I know. Because the Bible says so. The Bible says in the last days that scoffers shall come, walking after their own ideas, having their heady in mind, denying God, denying the power of God. And you see the day, that's why you have the laws, that's why you have the laws of this, that's why you have the like of England, you have a Prime Minister, Lion Dick. There was Lion Dick Talbert before the Battle of the Boyne. There was Tyrconnell and Lion Dick. He was known as Lion Dick because you couldn't believe a word he would tell you. And you know, tell you one thing on one side and do something else on the other side. And you know that's how they are. And you see how it is and how that they have rejected God's truth. But you say, "Brother, no." Well, yes they have. Because they have rejected that truth for the simple reason, if they had believed God's truth in this Bible, you would not have the laws that you have today.
Right.
And the common market has no idea of these laws and that system that they were in. It is no idea. It was a total Antichrist system. It is the Antichrist system. It's the system wherein the mark of the beast is. And those that are trying to kill it have took that mark spiritually, whether they know it or don't know it. But you see the way it is today. The way it is today, the people are set on that. They're set. They have their minds set. And they talk about progress. And they're talking of progress, and they're talking of better education, and they're talking about better stuff. But where is the better education taking them? Better education is educating them farther away from God. And remember that when God brought Israel out of Egypt and brought them out by a miraculous hand and brought them through the Red Sea, the Bible says they were baptized under Moses in that sea. And when God brought them out, you know what God said to those people when he brought them out? He said not to learn the way of the heathen and the lands that were around about them. And God destroyed the heathen out of them lands because the heathen worked the same abominations as has been worked today. So you see where we're at. We see that it's a wide gate. And it's a broad road. And they have a wide gate today, and they have a broad road. Anything goes. You're not too bad. You know, I'm not going to name any names or anything, but he said about that certain wee boy that was come out there, he said he come out. I don't know, many years ago I didn't tell anyone in the house. I said to them, such and such, that's what that is. And the circle maybe were laughing. But it was right. You see, you have to be discerning to discern in this day. But we have people today that they can't discern their right hand really from their left hand. In a spiritual sense, so they maybe know their right hand and their left hand. I never really knew what my right hand was till I nearly cut the thumb on the left hand with a wee billhook. And you might laugh at that, but that happened. And you used to say, take a cup in your right hand out, I took it in my left hand. My granny used to say, do you not know your right hand from your left hand? And I was chopping sticks for the fire, and I come across the thumb with a blunt billhook. Boy, I'm telling you, I knew my right hand from my left hand then. Nobody had able to tell me again about it. I certainly knew it then. And some of these spies today, I think if you did cut them off, you still wouldn't know. But this is the situation you're in. The broad road. You're all right. I take a wee drink. You're all right. There's a lot of people doing worse. I take a wee smoke. You're all right. There's a lot of people doing worse. You notice whenever Brother Branham, when he was in his meetings and all, you know what's the thing that Brother Branham said? Brother Branham said, do you see how the angel always condemns smoking? Every time. Oh, smoking will not keep you out of heaven. I'm telling you, don't you believe that? That's a lie of the devil. Don't you believe any of his lies? You know, a woman he said one time, how did you know when he was lying? Every time he opens his mouth.
Amen.
The Bible says he was the father of lies.
Amen.
He abode not in the truth. He was a liar and a murderer from the beginning. Yeah. That's what he was. And that's what he still is tonight. You know, Andre made a very true statement. He said he can't know what it is like to have for love or anything like that. He doesn't know anything like that. Yeah. All he is opposite to what God is.
Right.
And the Bible says that God is love.
Yes.
And the Bible says that God, who loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I was reading in Revelations, you know, and it said, whenever John was taken up and he heard the voice and he came up and he saw the one that sat on the throne. And when he saw it, he said, when he heard it, he heard a voice come up hither. And when he came up, when he was taken up and come up here, it said there was no man in the earth nor in heaven, no, the only the earth that was able to open the book. It said he wept. You know what it said he wept. But the voice said, the lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed.
Amen.
You know, someone said, maybe Michael, the archangel might have been able to open it. Someone said some of the great angels might have been able to do it. But the great angels couldn't do it.
Amen.
They couldn't do it. Because it had to be a man that could do it. But it had to be a God man.
Amen.
It had to be a Lamb.
Amen.
It couldn't be any other, only the Lamb.
Amen.
Your brother Ram said a powerful thing about it. He said, whenever the voice said the lion of the tribe of Judah had prevailed, he said, John looked, he thought he might see a lion. But he said he saw a lamb.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world.
Amen.
John seen him.
Yes.
And when John seen him, John said to his disciples, behold the Lamb.
Yes.
What did they do? They followed Jesus.
Amen.
They followed him. You know, on that broad road, there's many detours. Jack Cole preached a sermon one time called Detours on the Road to Hell. There's plenty of detours on that broad road tonight. You're too young. You need to enjoy yourself. That's one of them. Ah, oh, you're too young. Ah, oh, you've got saved. You'll never keep it. You'll not be fit to keep it. No, you can't. But he can.
Amen.
But the Bible Amen. Says that. And he says, I am persuaded.
Amen.
That he is able
right.
to keep that which I have committed
Amen.
To him.
Amen.
Only that day.
Great.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul said it. And that's the truth. And now they say, oh, you're too young. Oh, you haven't enjoyed yourself yet. Boys and dears, that's some lie. That's the biggest lie the devil ever told, that you haven't enjoyed yourself yet. You know what pleasure is there in death? What pleasure is there in this none of it? And I tell you something, that road does not lead to heaven.
Amen.
That road leads to destruction. That road leads to death. That road leads to hell. But you know the great thing about it? God has sent a voice to pick you up that road. You know when they asked him in the ear, over in the Greek ear, it said, as straight as the gate, or narrow is the way that leadeth to life.
Yeah.
There's a narrow way. There's a way of life. Hallelujah. There's not many journeying on it. There's more on the broad road that leadeth to destruction. Why? Because they're caught up in the rat race of this age and of this day. They're caught up. You've never heard this much nonsense talk this last way. You've never heard this much. I talk about what they call it, piff. You've never heard this much in all your life of the sort of stuff that's talk, and they're all contending for this position and that position. What will these positions matter? You know, when that stone smites that image on the feet,
Amen.
The Bible tells me that that image will become like the chaff of the summer threshing floor. There's only one place of safety,
Amen.
And that's in Christ.
That's
there was only one place of safety for Lot, and that was when the angels carried him out of the bounds of the city and carried him out far out of it.
Glory.
That was the only place of safety. You know, there's only one place of safety when the flood comes. That was in the ark.
Amen.
There was no place outside the ark. They might have crawled up next to the ark and might have shouted, open the door. They might have locked the door and said, be let us in. But Noah couldn't hear them. Why could he not hear them? Because God had closed the door. Noah never closed it. God closed it.
Amen.
And there's coming a time when God's going to close the door on this situation. On this time in which we're living.
Right.
Coming a time when God's going to close the door again. And when they come rapping, the Bible tells me that when they come rapping, and they're going to say to them, oh Lord, Lord, have we not done wonderful, wonderful works in your name? Have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not healed the sick in your name? Have we not done that in your name? Isn't that some statement in the Bible? And yet behold, he refers to them, and he says to them, I never knew you. I never knew you. Boy, that's some statement, isn't it? You know, today, the man come here, I just can't mind the name of the fellow. He's American, remember, his name's out of my head, but he spoke powerful well. You know how he said that? He was on the plane, and the wee girl was a Roman Catholic. And they have a name for it. They got about receiving the Holy Ghost. They can speak in tongues now too.
David Nash.
It was David Nash who here said this. And they can speak in tongues now too. And they can discern spirits too. And they can lay hands on the sick and they certainly will recover. And they can do that now too. But the wee girl said to her, she's named the name that they have for it. There's a name I just can't get the word for it. But they named it anyway. Now listen. Don't take it bad of me saying this now. Don't listen to me, man. It's a genuine thing. It's the real thing. That is the real thing. That's happening. But it's not on the right vessel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's wrong. It's not. It couldn't happen in our age. It had to happen in this age.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is separating the sheep from the goats. And that's what's happening. Only people can't maybe catch that on. But I want to say this here. She said about it. And she said, you know, the strange thing. There's no change in them. Some of them maybe took the wee smoke. And some of them maybe took the wee drink. And maybe some of them told the odd wee smutty yarn. Or something like that. She said there's no change in them. There's no change. You know, the disciples said to Jesus, what about that? Like, how will we know? You know what Jesus said? He said to men, gather figs of thorn.
Right.
They gather figs of thorn. He said, by their fruits ye shall know them.
Amen.
By their fruits ye shall know them.
Amen.
Oh, it don't matter about that there. Don't matter about this. Doesn't matter about that. But listen, we're a privileged people tonight to know the truth. We're a privileged people to have the truth that we have. We're a privileged people tonight that have the Bible. And that we have the liberty for to open the Bible. And that we have the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven to give us the power to expound His word tonight.
Amen.
I'm not relying on my own education. If it would, it wouldn't heap to very little. But tonight I'm relying on Him. I'm relying on the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Paul said he preached the gospel with the Holy Ghost sent down from above.
Amen.
Not only did Paul preach that gospel, he demonstrated that gospel. And that's the same gospel tonight. And you know, when you're on this narrow road, it might seem that no one might want to join you, but you'll have a whole lot of people to tell you, oh, do you do this? What do you believe? What do you believe? Oh, I believe. We believe here, same as that. What do you believe there? Do you up there? And all this, or something else. What do you believe? Oh, we believe here, the same as that. There's not much difference in us. You know, I heard two men one day, and they sort of got into a bit of a conversation. And they were talking about voting. And they were talking about different things. And one man now was a brown man. The other man actually was an unbeliever. And he said, no, you have to get in there and fight your corner. Get in there and fight your corner. You are doing nothing. You're not fighting your corner. You have to get in and fight your corner. But your man says it's not nonsense. That's not scripture. That's what there was some law they were doing at that time. I just can't mind. It's a lot of years ago. And you know, he was talking anyway, and all, and your man, the unbelieving man, turns around and says, well, sure, don't we all worship the same God? Isn't it all the same God we're following? You know, he seemed like the hell, the wee brown fellow seemed to like have no answer for him, and he was just sort of a bit down, I know, but look at him. And he was a bit down on, and your man jumped into his machine, and away he went, and I said to the wee brown fellow, come on over here, won't you? And he came up onto the track of the machine to me, and I said to him, I want to have a wee talk with you, I says, you know what that man told you about them all worshipping the same God? I says, you know, that's the truth. He told you, right? And he looked at me. I says, what do you mean? I says, that's right, they're all worshipping the God of this world, not the Lord Jesus Christ. I says, you should know, you need to have the born again experience. You need to have the new birth to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Can I say that man has never had a new birth? So he's worshipping the same God as them. Who are they worshipping? The God of this world. The rulers of this world. Who runs the politics of this world? Satan. Well, I said, I don't know. Well, I know. You know, I was sitting one day and I was sitting in the house and I was reading my Bible. I've said this before here. I'm going to say it to you just to remind you. I was reading my Bible and I turned over to Isaiah chapter 3. You know what the Bible says? You read down in the verses there, it says they declare their sin as the sin of Sodom. Haven't they said, we'll come out?
Yes.
Good man. Yes. You're dead on. You're on your road to hell. Keep going. And that's where you'll end up.
Right.
Didn't say that. Well, boy, you're lovely. You're dead on. You're a good fella. And you say to me tonight, somebody might hear this tape, and you say to me, is there no repentance for the sinner? Oh, I'm glad there is. There's repentance for the sinner.
Amen.
There's peace for the man that will repent.
Amen.
Come and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as his own personal Savior. There's a place for him. The Bible says that, you know, Peter writing over there, and he says that they'll say, well, sure, all things is just the same from our father's day. Sure, all things are the same. Where's the promise of us coming? Peter says, you are, you don't know. He says, one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. But he said, the Lord's not slack concerning his promise.
Amen.
Not willing that any should perish, but it all should come to repentance.
Amen.
You see, God's a God of love. He doesn't want you to go to the lost eternity. He doesn't want you to go to hell. That's why he sent us his Son and turned us away from our sins. That we might receive eternal life.
Amen.
What is the gift of God? The gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's why in John, in small John, he says, these things I write unto thee, that thou mightest know that believing in him thou hast eternal life.
Amen.
Boy, it's simple, isn't it? It's not a hard thing, is it? It's not a hard thing. You know, people come along and say, just like Tommy said this morning, the wee woman said to him, she never was lost. She never done any sins. Well, good for her. You know what a man said one time to Willie Mullen? He said he had lived so many years without sinning. And Willie Mullen looked at him and he says, I tell you what, how many years did you say? And I think he said he had lived 30 years and he hadn't sinned. And Willie Mullen says, you know, 3 years, and he says he'll abate the Lord himself. You know, 3 years, he says, and he'll abate the Lord. You know, that's nonsense. You know why it's nonsense? It's nonsense because the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Amen.
All have sinned. You know, you take a man in the Bible, God said David was a man after his own heart. He's a great king, David. When Jesus Christ reigns again, David will set his king under Christ. He was a great man. But he sinned. And he had to come to a place of repentance.
Yes,
even there's never a man born in the Bible. You know, it was man that fell in the garden when sin came in. You know, that's where the divide came. And that's where it came. But there had to come a man that could redeem us. Well, there was no man on earth that could redeem us. Just like it said, there was no man in the earth, nor in heaven, nor under the earth, that could open the book to loose the seas thereof. Had to be a man. There was one man, the Lord Jesus Christ, the God-man, the only one. You know, the Bible says, he become a man.
Yes.
Didn't he? He didn't have to die. Do you know what the Bible says? The Bible says, it says it. It says he left the ivory palaces. He left them places. He left a kingdom of splendor and glory to come to be born as a baby in a manger in a cow shed.
Yes.
That's right. He come there. And he come there for one purpose and for one purpose only. He come to redeem you and me. He come to pay the price that no other man could pay. It had to be blood.
Amen.
It had to be blood. It wouldn't be, there's no salvation outside of blood.
Amen.
Had to be blood that wasn't contaminated. Had to be blood that had no sin. Man's blood was contaminated. Man's blood had sin. But there had to come one who had blood, who had no sin. And that was the Lord Jesus Christ. He was spotless, sinless. Hallelujah. And you know, before he come here, he was in the presence of God before he come here. He said he was as one that is brought up before him. Listen to what he said. He said, I was as one that is brought up before him. And daily he was with him rejoicing. Now listen to this. Only God can do this. Man can't do this. I tell you, this is maybe below our ordinary understanding. It takes the Holy Ghost to open your understanding to these things. It takes the Holy Ghost to open your understanding to the truth of God's word. It takes the Holy Ghost to convict you of sin and to make you realize you're a sinner. It takes the Holy Ghost to realize there's a Savior to save you from your sin.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
It takes the Holy Ghost. You know what he said? He said daily he was with him. Daily he was before him. What did he say his delight was? His delight was with the sons of men.
Amen.
Hallelujah! God knew you before you come here. God knew you from the foundations of the world. Boy, that's some salvation.
Amen.
That's a sure foundation. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says about hell, it says it's a bottomless pit. No foundation. But the Bible says we're built on a sure foundation.
Amen.
We're built on a sure foundation tonight. On what? Of apostles and prophets. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
Amen.
Straight is the gate and narrow is the way. Wide is the gate. Broad is the way. Oh, it'll not do you any harm. Here's a wee drug tie. You'll feel great after you try. Look at all the boys that have tried it. Where are they tonight? Most of the boys that have tried it, bar some of them that got right to God, they're in the graveyard.
Right.
And the ones that's trying it tonight, where will they end up? God only knows the answer to that. Where will they end up? What will be the end? You know, the Bible says if the righteous scarcely be saved,
yes,
where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear? Where will they appear? Oh, it says, you know, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. It's a fearful thing. I tell you, when you come before him, you want to come right before him. Simple. All you have, what do I need to do? Try and live better? Try and clean my knife up? No. Don't try it, for you can't do it. Come as you are. The hymn writer had it right. Just as I am, I'm without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me.
Amen.
Oh, I come to thee.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blood that can clean away each spot, cleanse away each sin. Someone said there might be one sin in your life. Boy, I tell you, that's a lot of nonsense. One sin in your life, one sin will take you to hell.
Right. Amen.
If you only had one sin in your life, you go to hell. You're a sinner.
Amen.
So it doesn't matter. But I tell you something. Did it say that the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you from 20 sins or 30 sins? Or will it cleanse you from one sin? You know what it says? It says it will cleanse you from all sin.
Amen.
Not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or what? All sin.
Amen.
It'll cleanse you from all sin.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you, what is this? You know, I said at the end of this wide room, there's a place called hell, the bottomless pit. But you're on the narrow road tonight. What's at the end of the narrow road? There's a city of light.
Amen.
Hallelujah! A city of light. Did any of us ever? What's that wee book? Is it John Bunyan? Is that it? Pilgrim's Progress. Is that it? He journeyed. He had, you know, he had a bit of a hard time, but he made it. You know, sometimes you might fall into what was it he talked about, the thing of despondency. And say, well, no, he was talking about a bird. You fall into the bird ground and it wouldn't go and wouldn't be as itself going, it wouldn't be good if you were in a bird. But once you get out again onto the hard path and onto the hard road, you have a sure foundation for your feet. And where was he heading for? He was heading for that city of light.
Amen.
He was heading for to go through that narrow gate.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not the wide gate, the narrow gate. And you know you can go on that road tonight. It's not hard to get on it. All it is, the Bible says, if you come as you are. For he says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Call on him.
Amen.
He'll save you. But you say, brother, I don't feel saved. How do I know I'm saved? As you know, you're saved because God's word says once you call on him. It says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Romans 10, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
What have you to do? Confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart.
Amen.
You see, you want anything from God. That's how you do it. Believe in your heart.
Amen.
Believe in your heart. Say, Lord, I don't know how it's going to happen. If you need something, you say, Lord, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I believe you're going to do it. And once you come to that place, let all the voices rise up. Let all the voices say what they will. Stay you there. Stay in that confession that he's your Savior.
Amen.
He's your healer.
Right.
That he's the soon coming King.
Amen.
You know, tonight, there's many of people tonight, and I'll tell you something. If they could come back to this lawn, to the living tonight, they'd do things a lot differently. But you know, unfortunately, they can't do that. The ark couldn't be opened again, for God shut the door. And you know the thing about it? God sent a messenger. Noah was a preacher in his day. And you know, the two messengers went down to Sodom. And when the two messengers went down to Sodom, they were the messengers in their day. And you know, once again, God has sent a messenger in their day. Yes? He sent a messenger in their day again. What to do? To turn us back to the truth of this Bible.
Amen.
So that we might find that narrow road. So that we might go on that narrow road. That voice cried out against sin. That voice cried out against the things that weren't right. Cried out against the things in the religious world. But the religious world done just the same as they're doing tonight. They closed their ears to it. They didn't want to hear. They rejected it. Just like they done in Jesus' day. Whenever Jesus said, whenever the John the Baptist was preaching, and the disciples said to Jesus, they said that Elijah will come. And you know what Jesus said to them? Elijah has already come. Only he hasn't caught on. And they said, what do you mean? He says, John the Baptist came in the spirit of Elijah.
Amen.
He come for to point them to what? To point them to Jesus. And he did point them to Jesus.
Right.
Didn't he say, behold the Lamb of God? That he pointed them to him. And you know, God said in this last day, he'd send the spirit of Elijah again. That spirit has come. They rejected it. What did that spirit do? It pointed you to Christ.
Amen.
It pointed you to the way of salvation. It pointed you to the Savior tonight. And you know, God's word, what does God's word do? You take God's word and read God's word carefully. It points you to Christ. You know, one of the simplest, I think if you're advising anybody, anytime anybody asks me any questions about salvation or anything, I used to always advise them to read the Gospel of St. John. I said, if you read the Gospel of St. John, you'll find the truth. Because the truth is contained. It's contained in all the Bible. But the Gospel of John, it's 80 till under star. And God, the Holy Ghost, can open your heart to the truth. It's only God, the Holy Ghost, that opens your heart to the truth. I couldn't open it tonight. No man can open your heart to the truth tonight. And you know, people get a wee uptight if you name Brother Branham and say, oh, Brother Branham, a man. But Brother Branham, he never claimed to be the hardest. No, no. He would have often said, I'm just your brother. He pointed you to the one that was able to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And tonight, you know, this narrow road, where does it lead? It leads to life, and it leads to eternal life. And you know, it's not hard really to get on. If you want to get on it tonight, all you have to do is ask the Lord Jesus. If you ever in your life at one time profess salvation and you believe that you were saved then and you're not going to be the way you should be, it's not hard to get back. Just ask the Lord. Say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. You really mean it. And God will do something for you. God will do something for you. They say they want to push you on. Push you down. Push you on. What age are you? I'm 16. Well, you're young yet. You don't need to worry about it yet. I heard all that stuff when I was a young man. You don't need to worry about it yet. You're dead on. You're all right. You need to enjoy yourself. It's not enjoyment at all. It's not really enjoyment. You're not really enjoying yourself. Because you're only existing. You don't have life. You don't have life till you get Christ.
Amen. That's right.
And once you get him, you have life.
Amen.
He's the life giver.
Right.
He's the life giver.
Amen.
Doesn't Paul write in Romans, Paul says, if that spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he shall also quicken your mortal body.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
There's a narrow road tonight. That's beyond that road. Life's a journey. Your journey and hour tonight on two ways. There's not three or four roads. They come up to them and say to you, oh, there's many roads lead to Christ. No, there's not. There's only one road.
Amen.
There's only one way you can take tonight.
Amen.
And that's the way of the penitent sinner. Bowing humbly before him. Acknowledge before him that we're sinners. And God will save you by his grace. If you've never come, if you've never done it, why not do it tonight? I'm not going to ask anybody to put up your hand, raise your hand, or make any appeals of any sort. Just leave their word with you. But that's the truth tonight. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way. Said, few there be that find it. You know why there's few that find it? Too many decoys. Too many distractions.
Amen.
Too many run you down. Now, but Tommy was saying this morning that the stuff they're teaching them that they might decide to be a dog. Well, sometimes, not to take away from what I'm saying, sometimes I used to pass a field and there was four or five donkeys in the field. Not an awful lot away from here. They're all sort of, they're stuck for a prime minister, they could always get one.
That's right.
You know, they've done the job rightly, wouldn't they? You know, we could have stood up in the morning and said, hee-haw, hee-haw! That would have suited them all, wouldn't it? Oh, you can't say that about him. Oh, don't say anything. Oh, no. Oh, don't say that. Don't say anything about him. He's a perfect good fellow. He is. He needs to get born again.
That's right.
I tell you. Oh, don't worry about that. Oh, them's outlaws, them's all past now. Oh, them's all past. What are they going to do when they go into the caps of the clefts of the rock? Isaiah says, there'll come a day when they'll go into the caps of the clefts of the rock and they'll cry for him. They'll cry for the rocks to fall upon them, for to hide him, to hide them from the face of him that sitteth on the throne. Who is that sits on the throne? The Lord God Almighty, that made the heavens and the earth. I tell you, you see, whenever he's been, whenever, what happened? When you read in Revelations, what happened when he rose from where he was seated? There were thunderings and lightnings.
Right.
When he rose from the throne, that was the start of judgment.
Right.
I'm not saying he's rose from it tonight, but once he rises from that throne, that's it. They might think they're getting saved. They might think they're doing all right. But it'll be imagination. And it will end in disaster. Be safe tonight. That's why the hymn writer sung, in the storms of life, with your anchor hold.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've got our anchor tonight in the right place. Anchored in Christ.
Amen.
Then you'll sail the storms of life. Hallelujah. Let the wild tempest blow where it wastes. Let it sweep over you. But you're anchored in Christ. Anchored in him tonight. Anchored in Christ tonight. On the narrow road tonight. Praise God tonight. This is our house. Father God, Lord, I pray you'll move tonight by thy Holy Spirit.
Yes, Jesus.
That you'll bless people in this house tonight. Yes, Jesus. That you'll undertake for them, Father. In the days that lie ahead, you'll give them guidance. And oh, Lord Jesus, that you'll undertake for every one of us tonight as we commit our way to thee. Now, Father, I ask this in Jesus' name. Not in my own name nor my own power. For Lord, I couldn't even create a thankless thought. But Lord, we committed to thee tonight. Lord, it's your truth, it's your word.
Amen.
And the Bible has said that you watch over your own word to perform it. And you said not one jot, not one tittle, that will fall down. But oh God, in Jesus' name, just want to do one thing tonight. While our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, all heads bowed, all eyes closed, I'm going to ask you one thing. For some reason or another, or maybe for some situation, if you'd like tonight, just prayer. Now, I'm not going to call you up. I'm not going to call you out or say anything to you. But if there's some situation or something, maybe you'd just like prayer for it, or you want to come in to the Lord, will you just quickly slip up your hand and we'll remember you tonight in prayer. God bless. God bless tonight. Father God, Lord, thou knowest the hearts of thy dear children tonight. Thou knowest all things, Lord. And oh, Father God, I commit myself too to thee tonight along with these dear brothers and sisters. And Lord Jesus, we commit it to thee. We look to thee. We pray, Father God, you'll undertake for us. Oh, God, meet that man's name. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know that situation. You know it all. And Lord, now tonight we present it before thee. And we believe, Lord, because we've asked you tonight that you'll hear and answer. Oh God, you said, call unto me, and I will answer thee. Lord, you said all the blessings and good things you've said in the Psalms. You said the angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear them and deliver them. You said, Lord, that the poor man cried and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all his fears. Oh God, tonight, Lord, we're quoting thy word tonight. Lord, we know you know what's written in your word.
Yeah.
But oh God, we're reminding ourselves tonight of your promise.
Yeah.
Oh Father God, we claim the promise of God tonight upon thy children.
Amen.
Fill us with Christ for the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
baptize every one of us with Christ for the Holy Ghost tonight.
Jesus.
Oh Father, if there's any in the service, Lord, anxious of their soul or
life.
Oh Lord, hear their prayer and answer their prayer. Oh God, give guidance to your children, Lord. Maybe, Lord, for young people that will be traveling, Lord. We'll commit them to thee. We'll pray you bless them as they go. And Lord, that you'll be your portion. You'll keep your hand on them. You'll keep them safe. And Lord, deliver them from the wiles of the devil. Oh, Father God, we just thank you tonight. We're glad, Lord, we're able to come in here. We're glad for fellowship one with another, but we're glad for fellowship with you. And oh, Lord, we just ask thy blessing tonight. Let it fall upon each and every one of us. And we'll be careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. May the Lord bless you. Praise to God. Now, I'd appreciate very much if you'll just keep me in prayer. Along the Lord bless you. Amen. God's good, isn't it?
Amen.
The devil's a liar. I feel like jumping up and clapping my hands together. Where is your chances? Praise the Lord, anyway. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Glory. Praise the Lord. Let's stand on our feet. Praise God. Isn't God good?
Amen.
God is good. You know, the wee fella used to come to our meetings years ago. Used to say every time, God is good. Every time. Yaldi, what was it? Joseph, was it Joseph? Samuel Yaldi. Samuel Yaldi from Burkina Faso. You know, there's so many people that's come through our meetings, isn't there, over the years from different countries. Praise God. You know, here's one. Here's the thing, you know, years ago, there was a prophecy in the meeting with people that's come from everywhere. And there's a girl sang in the schoolhouse. She sang with another girl and they sang the song, "Were You There When They Crucified My Lord?" It was her husband that rang me several weeks ago in Germany to say he was listening in the messages, and God really blessed him. He's married to that girl that sang in the schoolhouse. That's 26 years ago. She sang in that schoolhouse almost 26 years ago. And her husband rang me from Germany to say he was listening in the meetings. Her brother John here, there's a man stopped me in America. He thought I was John. I had to explain to him, no, that's my uncle. The sermon John had preached in John McFadden's church was translated into another language. And it's been played in another country. And the man was telling me people were blessed with and the Lord had touched him. Amen. So you just never can know where the voice goes. Praise God. And even as I said to Brother Gary the other night, people were listening in. They might have been physically there, but they were listening in, and God could have saved somebody.
Amen.
Amen. So I want you to be encouraged and keep on with the Lord. Praise God. And appreciate my dad coming and speaking tonight. The Lord bless my dad. Keep my dad in prayer. Don't forget our Wednesday night meetings. And I know I'm saying it, but I'm sure everybody that comes will agree we're having powerful times on Wednesday night. Great prayers has been prayed. The Spirit of the Lord, sir. Let's continue it on, and we're going to be praying and seeking the Lord and praying for a greater move again. We're getting the blessing, but how many's wanting a bit more? Amen. Amen. Praise God. The Lord bless you. And the Brother Gary comes. God bless you.
Let us sing that hymn, there is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah.